Hey everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm live. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live or to a replay, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I want to let you know that it is the 5th of November at about noon Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, again, I want to welcome you. I want to let you know we're over in the chat room. You can find us by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You'll see my banner there at the top of the page and other people chatting there, so you're welcome to join us. You can also watch this event rather than listen if you'd like to, and you can do that by going to YouTube or Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic and you should see my live stream happening there. So that's what's up. How are you guys? Obviously, it is election day here in the United States. I really, really hope that you have voted, or if you're not here today with me live because you're off voting, good on you. I hope that is the standard. I actually voted by mail a couple weeks ago, but certainly rocking my sticker today because everyone should vote. I saw a TikTok this morning of a lady who is 105 years old. She was born just about the same time of women's suffrage and the passing of the 19th Amendment, which made it legal for women to vote. And she says that she has voted in nearly every election in her adult lifetime. That is a privilege to her that she does not and will not take lightly, because she knows that there was a time when women were not given that option. And she knows that your right to vote is something precious. So, loved that. Love seeing that. Yeah. I do have some things to share with you. Let's see. Laurie said she's headed to vote soon. There's a place across the street. Hey, Suzanne. I think for women especially, I'm amazed seeing men on the internet these days flapping their jaws saying that women should not have the right to vote. Are you even kidding me right now with that? How is this 2024 and we still have, and these are young men? It is complete bananas to me. But here we are. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to vote and we're going to stand up and we're going to say, go to hell with that nonsense. Absolutely, women have every right to vote, and we're going to vote. We're not going to put up with that. I don't care which side of anything you stand on, as much as I care that you exercise your right to vote beyond anything else, especially women. Not to leave the men out. I want you to vote too, but, you know. Okay, hey Laura and Robin, Suzanne, Renee, Sid, good to see everybody. I'm stalling a teeny bit because maybe I won't get it up. I don't know. I had something to share with you that I forgot to download and I'm not sure I'm going to get it. But if not, we'll definitely have it next week. But I do want to share with you, I promised a full video of what my house looked like for Halloween. And so I want to share that, but I also wanted to share this picture of Fiona. So I showed you that video last week and talked about how gorgeous her mohawk is looking right now. So she was trying to climb up on the couch with Scott the other night, and I got that video of her in with her full mohawk up. Isn't that wild? Now, if she doesn't blow her coat by spring, that'll be a few inches longer. I've seen her do it before. You could almost French braid it. So I'm hoping. Here's hoping, Fiona. But is that not the prettiest? She's a wild thing. Okay, let's watch a video clip of my house. All right, these are just some of the skulls in my yard. And a stack of skulls that Scott made. It's a cameo from Nellie in the window. Lots of little skelly things on my steps. And this giant pumpkin that we bought at Home Goods, it's huge. And he had a fogger inside of it. It's hard to know what to do. You take videos of this stuff in the daytime and it's just not that exciting. But you take videos at night and you definitely lose a few things. So who knows? A skelly dragon. Scott stuffed a little skelly duck in his mouth. Rude. We like ducks. Hello. And a little skelly brontosaurus. And here's my big skelly and skelly dog. So that dog is 6 feet at the shoulder. So he's much bigger than you might think next to that 12-foot skelly. It's hard to see just how tall he is, but he's huge. And of course, some Scott's signature zombie babies in cages. Spoiler alert, he bought two more after the day after Thanksgiving at a Spirit Halloween, so there'll be more next year. That's Inferno. He's also a 12.5 foot skelly, and that's a little marionette that Inferno was supposed to hold, but he drug his arm down too much. So this is Scott's newest creation for this year. So you have this skelly sitting in a chair. He has the rotisserie handle in his hand, and he's rotisserieing another skelly that's been all done up in to look like he has burning flesh, and then that campfire thing underneath him. Little skelly rat in a cage. There's a few of our headstones. Some skelly flamingos, of course, because why not? Another creepy caged zombie baby. Looks particularly creepy in the dark. What you can't see is that there's ants all over the baby that he's eating, or spiders, something like that. All right. Then the Skelly Mermaid. This was a piece that was made last year. She also is made to look like she's covered in burning flesh. And he stuffed her tail in the mouth of one of his Skelly dogs. My little Skelly donkey and cow. They're one of my favorites. They're so freaking cute. There's a ghost in that corner. I don't know if you could see her. They're made from chicken wire, and they just show up with a little light on them so that you think you saw something, but you're not sure. They're actually creepy as hell. So there you go. Oh, here we go. Okay. I really messed up because. No, I think that's the one. Okay. Something I wanted to share with you today, and I kind of messed up. I think it'll be okay. Okay. So anyway, there you go. That's what my yard looks like. Well, thank you so much. Good job, Robin. Yeah, thank you so much. We did get some trick-or-treaters. I posted on my own page and in a community page with my address, saying that we're home, we have candy, please come. And I also had opened the door to, because what we get here sometimes is young adults that there's nothing to do in our town, nothing. And people get all weird about teenagers or young adult, like college kids that want to trick or treat. And I think that's dumb as hell. If you want to trick or treat, come trick or treat. So we did. We got, I'm going to say 6 or 7 groups at least. Yeah, it was great. The most trick or treaters we've had in a very long time. And lots of fun. I like your yard. But still, I had so much candy, you know, and so few trick-or-treaters. And so I was always saying, take more, take more. We have so much. And this one little girl, she'd taken one politely. And I said, take more. We have so much. And she said, how many? And I said, however many you want. Oh man, it about killed her. She's used to being polite and doing what she's told, right? And I said, I don't know, how much do you want? You can have as much of it as you want. It's fine. So she took a few more, and then she kind of gave me a funny look, and she took one more. I'm not going to tell you how much. I told you to take as much as you want. Take as much as you want. I know. We haven't been given that freedom very often, have we? Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun. It was fun. It was great. Halloween is all taken down now, except for the big Skelly and Skelly dog are staying up. We have a Grinch costume on the way for the Skelly, and the dog, we're 3D printing a big antler to go in the middle of his forehead, and 3D printing a tag for him that says Max, obviously, to be the Grinch's sidekick. And then I'm going to wrap a scarf around his neck as well. So, yeah, we'll have the Grinch and Max. But yeah, we've started getting cold, kind of like on the brink of being snowy. There's snow in the mountains. So I went, I think we'd be foolish to not get Halloween down last weekend because we've waited before and had to do it in the snow and it sucks. And then you have to put everything away wet into storage too. And that sucks as well because you just ruin your stuff doing that. So, yep, that's what we're doing. Yeah. Okay, so I've been having a lot of fun on the true crime side making songs. So they are made through an AI app, so do know that. But it's been a really fun way, like when we're following a case, you know, or we're ridiculing somebody for some reason. A lot of times I'll make a song for them, or like at the end of a case, sometimes I'll make a song about the trial or about the prosecutor or a whatever, you know. Sometimes I'll just pick a funny crime and make a song about that that's hilarious. And sometimes the songs turn out like really amazing. Sometimes they're just really funny. But we found a new program that does an absolutely phenomenal job. And I was thinking about how it would be fun to bring that onto this side. Now, I don't have, I didn't necessarily have a theme, but I thought maybe what I'll do is start making songs for goddesses, angels, ideas, you know, uplifting things, because those seem to be the things that we need right now. So I played around with this yesterday and I made a song called Bridges Fire, just thinking about really probably my favorite goddess, which is Brigitte or Bridget. So I made a song for her. So I thought that would be fun to share with you guys, and you can see what you think. True Crime is on Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Mountain, and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Mountain. And we have been tracking, we had three trials going at the same time that we were tracking one that we were streaming. And that one ended, one of the ones we were tracking, Leilani Simon, ended. But the Delphi trial is still deep in the swing of things. And the Delphi trial is a trial that is, it's a case of two murdered teenagers. The man that was accused is a man named Richard Allen. There's been major problems with this case from the very beginning. I said from day one when they arrested him and I read the arresting documents that there's no way this is the guy. I still absolutely believe this is not the guy. The trial has been pretty fascinating. We'll see what happens on that one. I j just because I don't think he's the guy doesn't mean I don't think he'll get convicted, but it's been a really interesting study into our legal system, this trial. So we're doing a lot of what we're doing right now, Robin, is Delphi, but not all. Not all. Okay, well, let's listen to the Brigitte song, and you guys tell me what you think. If we want more of these, if we like it, if we don't.
to Ireland's emerald shores. Bridget rises and whispers, a goddess we adore. A healer of the wounded with water's gentle hand. A blaze of fiery courage to ignite the land. Oh, Bridget's fire light the night. Burn with strength pure and bright. A voice for the earth, a song of the wild. Guide our hearts like a mother to child. She's the triple goddess, fierce and free. With healing fire and poetry. From riverbanks to temples, grace. Her spirit flows through every space. Oh, Bridget's fire light the night. Burn with strength, pure and bright. A voice for the earth, a song of the wild. Bridget's face is seen, an unbreakable spirit, fierce and keen. With harmony and unity, she stands tall. A goddess, a mother, the strength in us all. Oh, Bridget's fire light the night. Burn with strength, pure and bright. A voice for the earth, a song of the wild. Call to the free. In every heart may your spirit be. Equal force of fire and rain. The sacred balance we seek again. Oh, Bridget's fire light the night. Burn with strength, pure and bright. A voice for the earth, a song of the wild. Guide our hearts like a mother to child. Story, Bridget's face is seen, an unbreakable spirit, fierce and keen, with heart.
What do you think? So, I wrote the song with the help of AI, and then I produced the song with the help of AI, so don't be thinking I did that myself. I did not. I just have the skill to do it. I love it. Yep. Yeah. So I have one other song I want to share with you. We'll see if we have time. It was one I made for True Crime last week, but it was about more of a paranormal crime. I thought you guys might enjoy it too, so we'll share it. But I'll share it later in the show if we have time. Yeah. Okay, well, let's keep moving. So, Luminous, it published around 10:30 this morning, but I also want to send you, put the link in the chat rooms in case you don't have it and you want to follow along, and I'm going to share it here as well. Okay, so maybe we'll make some more songs like that. Start thinking about who we want a song about. I will tell you, going to New Age trade shows years ago, they a lot of times had performers that were performing like New Agey type music. And that was some of the weirdest shit I have ever seen. Seriously. And so I have felt for a long time like the New Age world, we could use better music. You know, they, and, you know, not to be just completely disparaging, just a lot of the one I can think of specifically, this lady was singing and dancing with a crystal. Like, she had a big clear quartz point, and it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I don't know how else to say that, but the lyrics weren't really sensical. Well, it didn't work anyway, but it was the dancing with the crystal for me. It was funny as hell. Anyway, I know, mean, that's rude, but maybe we'll just put together some of our own music that we think is great. And also, we would have the copyright to do so, so I can play it on the show without getting us in trouble. So, there is that. All right, well, let's pull up Luminous. All new art, because it was all Halloween, so we're moving into a new phase here. All right, I called this week's magazine the Peaceful, Joyful, Present Edition. It's going to be a week here in the U.S. And because we like to spill our nonsense all over the world, probably for others as well. But it's going to be a week. It's going to be, we're going to have our moments. It's going to be tense. It's going to be frustrating. Peaceful, joyful, present. That's the goal, right? I'm nervous about the election. I think everybody is to some degree, regardless of what the outcome you want. I'm nervous about it. I'm nervous about violence. I'm nervous about people losing their shit and acting badly. I have never put a political affiliation on my house or on my car because I don't think it's safe to do that where I live at all. And I've never done that. And I have not this time either. Though I've been loud enough on the internet. But if you really want to know what I stand for, it wouldn't be that hard to find out. But regardless, I do worry about violence. And I think we all should. We should be very smart and safe and careful. So I'm holding space for peace this week. But I also wanted to just bring to the forefront some ideas about staying joyful and staying present. Focusing on things that you can make a difference in. I've done everything I can do. I do podcasts. I've encouraged people to vote for months. I voted. I made sure that all of my children voted. I've posted on my Facebook page a few times. I've tried very hard to be diplomatic and pull in anybody that I can to encourage to vote. What I didn't do is knock. I didn't door knock. Again, not safe, not smart here. I didn't do that. And I didn't do the phones either. And maybe I should have. But I think I've done my part. And I feel good about that. So I know for me personally, and I'm sure for you guys too, because it's over now. Hopefully you voted, but that's what you can do now. Right? Besides maybe just remind the people around you or, you know, help give rides, do what you can to help others. But at this point, it's what we can do. And I have to be at peace with that. I think we all have to find some peace right now. Find some things to focus on that bring us joy. You could keep a very close eye on politics for the next few days on the news, refreshing constantly. To be honest, I probably will. And I will have to take breaks, and you will have to take breaks. Good self-care right now is absolutely imperative. Absolutely imperative for all of us to stay rational, to stay sane, to stay in a place of being reasonable. So take good care of yourselves. So that's why I called the magazine the Peaceful, Joyful, and Present Edition this week. I was thinking about how, in my musings, that we don't seem to always realize the small things that we do that can be a spiritual ritual for you. Not every ritual is necessarily laid out that way. Not every ritual has to be some kind of thing that you very specifically, it doesn't have to be candle magic, right? It doesn't have to be on your altar. It doesn't have to be something that's that organized. Everyday things that you do can be a spiritual ritual with a little bit of mindfulness on your part. So I have three suggestions for you. And again, this is really about mindfulness. It's about pulling yourself into a place of being mindful about your day-to-day behaviors, the things that you do, and allowing those things to be something that is good for your spirit. So, mindful hand washing is the first. We've talked about this in different aspects in the past for grounding and things, but this is a really good reminder. So hand washing is a moment for cleansing and letting go. When you go to wash your hands, stop for just a minute and set an intention. What do you want to let go of? Stress, self-doubt, negative thoughts, something ugly that happened today, whatever it is, set that intention first. How do you set an intention? You just say it to yourself. My intention is to let go of this thing. And then lather up your hands and then really feel the soap. Smell it. Feel it on your hands. Feel the water, the temperature of the water, the bubbles, the whole experience of washing your hands. Washing your hands is rote, right? You've done it so many times that you don't really think about it. But if it's a ritual, maybe you take a little bit longer, you focus a little bit more on what you're doing. And then, as you're rinsing your hands off, we're just picturing stress, frustration, whatever your intention was for this, slipping off, flowing down the drain, and disappearing from you. You could add a mantra or an intention. And a mantra like, I release, I am calm. An intention like, only positive energy remains. Just helps you to stay present and to deepen your intention. A mindful morning stretch. Do you stretch in the morning? You probably do. Though you might not think about it. But what if your morning stretch was an intention setting moment? So start with a stretch. This could still be in your bed. Or you could get out of bed and start a little stretching. Feel your muscles move. Feel your body waking up. Start thinking about things that you're grateful for while you stretch. Maybe you're reaching up to the sky, or you're touching your toes, or you're moving from one side to another. Be gentle. Please don't hurt yourself, right? But with every stretch, think about something that you're grateful for. Let it be a way for you to start practicing gratitude. There is not a better way to manifest than expressing gratitude. I promise you. When you express and experience gratitude for the things that you already have, for the things that you already are experiencing, you are telling the universe this or something more. It's important. Gratitude is huge, and I think we don't talk about it enough. So you might have an affirmation that you want to use while you stretch, like, I am ready. I am calm. I create my own joy. That helps to align your mind and body, helps ground you into the present moment. So stretching like that is not just about warming up your body. It's a way to wake up your spirit and your double timing, right? Because while you're stretching your body and getting your body ready for the day, you're also getting your spirit ready for the day, too. How about making tea or coffee? Is this something you do first thing in the morning? So many of us do. What if this was a mindfulness ritual to bring you calm and appreciation to start your day? If you get up running late, flying by the seat of your pants, and running out the door, you know, with half your makeup on your face, you're probably not going to have time for mindfulness in any way. And so sometimes we're really just talking about planning a little bit better, giving yourself a little bit more time. And I know it's easier said than done. I know we all have mornings where nothing goes to plan. And yet, the better you plan, the more time you give yourself, the more opportunities you have to set the stage for a great day. So, mindfulness to make your tea or coffee. So start by focusing on each step, whether you're filling the kettle or you're filling the coffee pot or you're pressing down on the pod, whatever you do. Now smell it as your drink brews. Notice that aroma. Fully experience each part of the process. When you put in your cream or your sugar or your syrup or whatever you put in your drink, or you don't, be grateful for it. Pay attention to how much you're putting in. Look at the color of your drink and the way it changes and swirls as you stir in your milk. Just be present. Before you take your first sip, hold the cup in your hands, feel the warmth, take a deep breath. Maybe set an intention. May this drink bring me energy and peace. I want to welcome positivity into my day. Today's going to be a great day. I'm grateful for this moment, whatever it is. And then drink mindfully, joyfully. It's simple, right? These are things you're already doing, likely. Maybe you're just asleep. So many of the things that are a part of our daily routine that we do all the time, they lose the magic, right? You go on autopilot. I know I do. So thinking about mindfulness in the aspect of paying attention to your day-to-day routine and the things that you do and turning those things into a part of your daily ritual for your own spiritual edification is really, really powerful. Okay. On Kelly's blog, The Refeminist History, she says, is November enough? So she's writing about, well, the election. It's what so many of us are thinking about. She also has an episode that goes along with this that is her Modern Indigenous Badasses episode. This is an awesome article. It's an awesome episode. Kelly, thank you. Your voice matters more than I think you realize. You're killing it. Okay. My tip of the week is my autumn room spray. I'm going to make this today, actually. I noticed that the bottle of it I had from last year is about empty, and I like to put this. I don't put it in a spray bottle. I usually just combine the oils into a little dropper bottle and put them in a diffuser. But let's talk about it. 10 drops of orange essential oil, 5 drops of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, a tablespoon of vodka or sea salt, or witch hazel, if you'd rather. And then top that off with warm water and shake it well with each use. That's all you have to do if you're going to put it in a spray bottle. Do not skip the salt or the alcohol. You need to use one or the other, or like I said, witch hazel. It helps to keep your water from getting gunky, but it also helps to emulsify the oils into the water. You're still going to have to really shake it before you use it because the oils are going to naturally want to separate. So always shake it good. But this is a great one. I like this one all the way through Christmas. This is one of my favorites. So few thoughts for you on using some fun essential oil magic. Christy's energy exercise is her energy breathing. This is a really good exercise to help you to ground, to clear, to center. It only takes a minute or two, and it's a really good way to just reset yourself when you need it. Over at True Crime Squad, we've got Delphi trial updates. Last Thursday, this one that says Thursday, would be a very fun one to listen to. This was our Halloween special, and we told six different stories, three more unsolved paranormally kinds of crimes, and three times that people committed crimes in costumes. Those were Christy's stories. They were hilarious, and we wrote songs for all six of them, and it was a really fun episode. So if you're looking for something fun to listen to, this would be the one. Jamie Dawn. She is bringing us the new moon in Scorpio. What's new this week? Yeah, we're in a new moon in Scorpio. So, oh. Okay. Here at Planet Meditation, there's lots and lots of meditations for you to look through. And that's it. That is Luminous for the week. So hopefully you found a few gems in there. And some ideas. So I was curious to know, do you have other daily rituals that you do, whether you maybe are super mindful of them or are not? I'm curious. I'm always curious to know. Yeah. Sid said, one does not adequately appreciate running water until you try getting sticky raw meat off your hands by pouring water from into a small bowl. How did they manage in pioneer times? I always think that they were probably always a little dirty, you know? Thinking about those dresses. Those fucking dresses that the women wore in the pioneer times, in Victorian times. Those women had to have stunk to high heaven, don't you think? I mean, I know that they used lavender and other flowers and things to try to smell better, but all of those clothes and the complete lack of cleaning and, well, not cleaning, but the complete lack of sanitation and, you know, access to clean themselves the way we have now. I've thought forever. If we took a step back into those times, I think we would be shocked at what everyone smelled like. And it's just normal. It was normal for them. So it wasn't, they didn't think they stunk, right? I know. That's a very weird conversation to have, but I'm a little sensitive to smells. Can you tell? I know. I'm a weirdo. I know. I'll give you that. Okay, just updating the other chat room. Sometimes I worry that I'm neglecting you guys over here. Oh, Terry said that Bridget is also one of her favorites. We might have to make a list of our favorite goddesses and make it a whole, maybe what we should do is make it a whole 2025 series or something. I don't know. Let's think about it. All right, there's a lot of things we could do. Yeah, cooking with wood, dust was everywhere, open fires. Just, and women, you know, on their periods, post having babies, just the level of cleanliness that you would not have much access to. Oh, it just all sounds, oh, terrible. Sid said, I always loved maxi length dresses, but imagine what a drag it is when it rains, cold and clammy, hard to wash. No wonder why they were so resilient, right? Those women were badass bees. Robin says she loves the idea to showcase other goddesses. Okay, we'll have to start. Let's start working on a list. Because I agree. I think there's a lot we could do with that. I like the idea, too, of building on ideas. You know? Like gratitude. Like mindfulness. I like the idea of having a little catalog of spiritual songs that are not religious. because just about every spiritual song I can think of is religious, you know, from my own upbringing. What if we had a little catalog of our own songs that were actual bops, you know, that we wanted to listen to, that were not religious? I would like it. Right, JR?
Ugh. Ugh.
So, especially after having babies. Ugh. Ugh. Well, anyway. Now that I've horrified all of you, I don't know if I have. I'm horrified. Oh, I do want to ask you guys to please keep sending your love and your prayers my little Rico's way. He is just, he's struggling. We're going to go to the vet on Thursday, see if they have any ideas on getting him more interested in eating. He's acting really normal in every other way. He's drinking a ton of water, adequate water. I wouldn't say like an outrageous amount of water, but he's drinking water. He's going outside to go potty. He takes himself out. He sleeps in his favorite beds. He rumbles with the other dogs. When you put him in bed at night, he still does his wild, rowdy stuff that he always does at night. Like, everything seems quite normal except for that he does not want to eat. He doesn't seem to be in pain, but he has a funny little wheeze, and he's doing a little bit of a funny little cough. And I don't know if you remember, but Rico was diagnosed with cancer about a year ago. And they told us that it would be, the prognosis on that was less than a year. So here we are at a year. So we're going to go to the vet and find out if he thinks this is just cancer creeping up. Or what if I'm just an idiot and it's something else that I'm missing that just needs a little treatment, right? It's like, yeah, we're going to go to the vet, see what they have to say. Also, see if they have any ideas about stimulating him to want to eat. You guys, what I'm going through to get this dog to eat. And I'll keep doing it forever. Like, that's fine. But he will only eat if I hold him and feed him off of a spoon or off of my finger. So I give him his medicine twice a day, a CBD blend, on a little squirt of whipped cream, canned whipped cream, because he will eat that a little bit. But I have to scoop it up on my finger and put it right to his mouth, and then he'll eat it. And then pretty soon he remembers he does like this, so then he'll finish it off out of the dish. So we do that twice a day. And then, depends on what we're eating for dinner. Sometimes we're eating something that he will eat. At this point, it's dog food, it just doesn't matter. If eating something is better than eating nothing. So like two nights ago, he ate some chicken and potatoes, pretty good for me. And then the next night, I got him to eat, I bought some cans of beef stew. And I'm just warming up a little bit in a tiny dish and chopping it up with a spoon, the potatoes and stuff. And if I hold him and I feed him off of a spoon, he'll eat some of that. So we're trying a few times a day to just sit with him and get him to eat a little bit. So I know sometimes they can give them a steroid shot that will just encourage them to feel more hungry. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it is a tooth. Hey, Anna. Sometimes it is something that's, you know, more obvious than not. But sometimes it is exactly what it looks like. And I suspect that's what this is. But he still has good quality of life in a lot of ways. So we want to preserve that. So that's what's going on with Rico. So we'll go to the vet Thursday and see what they think. But in the meantime, I'm just shoving spoonfuls of soup in his face. You know what gets him to eat? Giving a bite of it to one of the other dogs. And then he's like, God damn it, that's mine. And then he'll eat some of it. He is telling me that he still wants to be here, Robin. I've been asking him because I'm like, but if you don't start eating, this isn't going to take very long. His sense of smell seems to be okay, Sid. That was one of the things I wondered about. But even yet, like if you're making dinner, he's looking towards the kitchen and his little nose is twitching. He seems to be not disinterested that way. But right, Jane, maybe if he does have a cold and he can't smell, it would make them not interested in food. I wondered about that, but he will drink some beef broth. He seems to, he still likes that. So, anyway, we're just really, We're just really working on it. Again, I've tried about 60,000 things to see what he will eat. And sometimes he'll eat something really good for a few days, and then he's like, nah, not anymore. And sometimes, when all else fails, if I get a handful of hard dog food out and just feed him one bite at a time, he'll eat it. Well, I think it's cancer, Sid. That's what I'm seeing, is that this is just cancer growing. But again, maybe there's some things that they can do to help keep him happier and more comfy. I don't think we're at curtains yet, though. If we can't get some nutrition in him, we're not going to won't take long. He's a 5-pound dog. But we're just going to keep pushing. So yeah, but that's what I'm seeing. But again, when it's your own pet, it's pretty hard to be objective, you know? And I'm not living in La La Land. I know how this goes, but he seems to be pooping fine. Yeah. Yeah, and he's staying really hydrated. He's more than happy to eat or to drink. And yeah, he likes to drink beef broth. I ordered some bone broth for him that he really likes. So he's getting some nutrition. But yeah. However, he has done this before. Not for this length of time, but there I can think of two other times where he just pretty much decided he didn't want to eat anymore. And when Skippy died, he didn't want to eat. And I, 4 months, the only way he would eat was on my bed if I was hand feeding him one bite at a time. So we've been down this road before. At that time, he was just depressed, you know, and grieving. I don't know about this time. That's except for, you know, the biggest spoken and unspoken elephant in the room, and that's the cancer. But anyway, so we're doing everything we can, but that's what's going on. Jacqueline said her Springer had cancer of the jaw. He was 15 years when the tumor burst. Oh, wow. Seeing a lot of cancer. A lot of cancer in animals these days, and I do believe it's their food, just like it's our food. Seen a lot of that, so that sucks. But anyway, if you'll just keep my little Rico in your thoughts, I would appreciate that, and we'll just keep moving forward and doing the best things we can for him. He's a super good boy. Amy said, my grandmother just spoils her dogs, as they have to be cooked for and hand-fed, and they are pups. Yep. No, I so get this. Yep. Yeah. How about sneaking organ meats in to boost nutrition? I don't know if he'd eat it. I kind of don't think he will. His mouth is fine. That's the best that I can tell. He's not in any pain in his mouth. And I have put my finger in there several times and felt around a little bit, because his tumor was in his cheek, the initial tumor. But his teeth seem to be fine. They were fine last year when I took him in to have the tumor removed. We thought it was an abscessed tooth. And then it turned out to be, well, I had a sinking feeling it was something worse, but the vet thought it was an abscessed tooth until he got in to look at it, and it was more than that. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm hoping is they, right, Pamela, that they can give him something to rev up his appetite. I'm hoping for that too. So, but I'm also not going to let him suffer. And if we get to that day, we know what to do, you know, and it's going to suck a lot. But also, this little guy has been straight sunshine in our house for 12 years. And we're going to repay him by taking the very best care of him we possibly can. Tara said she's seen that a lot too lately. Yeah, yeah. This will be our third. We had a Great Dane that had brain cancer. We had a Golden Retriever that had breast cancer or mammary cancer, and now Rico. Yep. The over-vaccinating too, Jane. Agree. Agree. I vaccinate my dogs when they're puppies, and that's it. Unless there's like a really compelling reason to do more. I think it's way too much. Yep. 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 It's not good. I cooked for my dogs years ago, but that's pretty hard to keep up on too. But I think it's better for him if you can. Wishka is still at large, Jacqueline, my goodness. Oh yeah, we've had Rico since he was a baby, a tiny baby. We rescued Rico from a cousin. We were in Boise at a Boise State game. I'll never forget how this happened. We were at a Boise State game and we were on our way home. So that's about a 4 or 5 hour drive. And one of Scott's cousins that lived in Pocatello, so that was about a halfway point. Well, not even that. It was a little closer to home, but a town we would be going through, posted on Facebook, "If somebody doesn't come get my puppy, I'm afraid he won't live." Why? Well, she bought a Chihuahua puppy that was less than a pound for her five children that were 6 years old and under. And he'd already had been dropped on the tile floor and had a seizure. He'd already been to the vet. I mean, he was tiny. He was less than a pound. And she said, "This was a mistake. We shouldn't have bought this puppy. My 2-year-old is going to kill him. I can't seem to keep him safe." So I messaged her and said, "We could be there in an hour." And she said, "Good." So we met. She got out of the car, and I don't know what I was expecting. I thought she'd be carrying a puppy, and she wasn't. And she walked a little closer, and he was right here in her cleavage with his little tiny head peeking out. He looked like the size of a hamster. And I have Chihuahuas, but I'd never had a baby that little. So I was shocked. But anyway, we brought him home, and he never had another seizure or another problem. And he has been an absolute ray of sunshine in our house all these years. He's just a doll. He's sassy. He can be super rude to the other dogs. He's a dear Chihuahua, so he has super long legs that make me laugh. He's just a super good boy. He's actually right next to me. I'll just let you guys see him. Oh, hey. Oh, grouchy. Okay. Okay. No, he said no. That's Chihuahuas you. Oh, Jacqueline, let's look into Wishka. Wishka is her kitty that was wandering the woods and hadn't come home, and now it's been, gosh, Jacqueline, 6 weeks. I'm concerned. Let's feel into her. Babe, I do not think she's still alive. I did. There for a while, it seemed like she was just had gotten a little too far from home, but was doing what she wanted. But I don't get any sense of her now. I hope I'm wrong. Would be the best wrong ever. But I know. I know. That's been a real worry. I'm sorry. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope she just rolls right in one of these days and you go, "Where the hell have you been, lady?" Okay. Well, I think I am going to play my other song for you because I think that you guys are going to love this one. It's really cool. And I'm going to close out with that. So I will be back next week, same place, same time. Remember the mindfulness we talked about today. Remember to be peaceful and joyful and look for things. Yes, please let me know if she turns up. Yeah. And thank you, Sid. So don't forget that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every single day. I will be there this whole week if you need some support. You need a psychic reading, you need some energy work, some animal communication, mediumship, a boost, a kick in the butt. I'll help you with that any way that I can. In the meantime, I'm going to close out with this song. This is called Amsel Farm.
Down by the white river where the cornfields grow, they whisper of a story from long ago. Farmer Joe and Amsel, with a mind gone dark, took his farmhand's lives, left his mark. Oh, Amsel Farm, where the crows call out in the shadows leaves of the corn beneath the blackened clouds. If you wander those fields, keep your heart from harm, or you'll meet the ghost of Amsel Farm. They say he heard whispers from the murdering crows, guiding his hand where madness grows. In the cold, dark earth where he laid them low, his sins took root in that bloodstained road. Where the crows call out in the shadows of the corn beneath the blackened clouds. If you wander those fields, keep your heart from harm, or you'll meet the ghost of Amsel Farm. Years went by, but the curse lived on. 42 boys vanished at dawn. Found no bodies, just a shoe smeared red, and the call of crows where the lost were led. Now come Halloween, brave souls will dare to walk those fields, breathing cold night air. Some say they've seen him with eyes so wild, Joe and Amsel walking wicked and riled. Oh, Amsel Farm, where the crows call out in the shadows of the corn beneath clouds. If you wander those fields, keep your heart from harm, or you'll meet the ghost of Amsel Farm. So heed this warning when the night's grown still. The farm holds secrets it's hungry to fulfill. With the crows as his choir, in shadows so warm.